Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This program has no relationship with any other commercially manipulated Latin music show on the air.
welcome, welcome to another session of the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition. This is Frankie Pinedo, and I'll be here with you guys until 9 p.m. We're going to have a great time. We just started the show off with Juan Cerruto, el tema Jazz Plaza, from the album Tributo a Emiliano Salvador, that great Cuban pianist. We got a lot of new things happening during the show today. We have a new segment called Cazuelas, and this is produced by Cazuela Productions in the person of Marta Nazario, the talented, dynamic, and beautiful Marta Nazario. So you'll be listening to a special report on La Lupe, and that's coming up in the next hour. On the second hour, we have another report, and that great Cuban percussionist, conguero, for many, many years here living in the United States and still alive and kicking, Francisco Aguabella, and this is done by Underground, Mr. Pepe Underground. And we have a great show lined up, very informative, very educational for you, especially for you congueros and New York aficionados a la percusión y a la música afro-cubana. Support for the Charles Band Memorial Jazz Party comes from more than 10,000 WMNF listeners, sponsors, and ProCopy. ProCopy is located at 52 19th East Fowler Avenue, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week, catering the North Tampa USF community. More information is available at 813-988-5900. And I want to thank all the supporters of this great radio station and supporters of this show, the Charles Band Jazz Memorial Club. Thanks for all those donations, and it's just been great to be here another 6 months with you guys. We really want to thank you, especially the guys who donated, especially for this segment, this session, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition. My heart goes out for you guys. We love you all. We got great music lined up. We got David Sanchez. We got Ira Quere. We got Tito Puente. We got the Guisando Caliente Latin Jazz Quintet. Isalgado, Pupi y los que son son, and many, many more. Stay tuned to what it is, El Fenómeno Musical, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition.
MMF, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition, with your host, Frankie Pinheiro.
the track or the artist performing this great music, or visit our website at WMNF.org and click on the playlist tab to find out what great artist is playing this great music on this great radio station on WMNF 88.5 FM.
Back. This is WMNF 88.5 Tampa. My name is Frankie Pinedo, and this is the Afro-Cuban Jazz edition of the Charles Van Jazz Memorial Club. And I got a special guest, a good friend. The guy that's responsible for me being here right now is Mr. Jimmy Lyons. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, what's happening, Frankie? And I tell you what, I love this stuff you do, man. I just dig it. I'm so happy you do this every last Saturday of the month. That's our place here at WMNF for Afro-Cuban Jazz. And I wanted to let everyone know, I'm here as the president of the Tampa Jazz Club. I've been doing that for years, along with Bob Seymour, WUSF on our board, Jackie Manthos, Gary Worthley. We have a lot of fun, Marion Seymour, and we're putting on our opening concert of the year, and it's going to be tomorrow with the USF Faculty Jazz Septet with Valerie Gillespie on alto sax, Jack Wilkins, tenor sax, Jay Coble trumpet, Tom Brantley trumpet, trombone, and LaRue Nicholson on guitar, Mark Neuenschwander on bass, Ian Goodman on drums, and actually I believe he is a trombone player, and it should be amazing. It's a septet, 3 o'clock at the Springs Theater, 8029 Nebraska Avenue, and it's right there, right by the river, and most people know in Sulphur Springs, that historic spot there, and you can get off at the Bird Avenue exit if you're coming from the north, and I believe you have to come get off at the Bush Avenue, but just hit Nebraska, just north of the river, and you can't miss it, and we look forward to swinging. You know, Frankie, I look forward to the show, man.
I'm going to tell you, that's a great selection of musicians there. Valerie, I had a pleasure to work with her many years ago, and a bunch of these musicians I know personally. Don't miss this great event.
It should be great. And also, I want to let the folks know, get the first word out. We are having an all-day party, the first one ever here at the station. Yeah. All-day party outside potluck. It's on December 6th, and I've kind of worked it out with the station. And just spread the fun past the jazz show and have it all day. So that should be a lot of fun.
And we got some live entertainment that day, too.
Well, right? It's going to be, like we always do, the Charles Van Memorial Jazz Club All-Stars, and we know who they are. It's whoever we can get to come play.
Whoever shows up, you want to be part of this all-star band, you definitely got to show up.
That's
and
right.
And that's December the 5th. And
December the 6th, the first 6th. Saturday, and we're going to try to start early. I know the women's show is going to be involved and on through the 60s and all day, and it should be fantastic.
Great, Jimmy.
All righty, buddy.
Great information.
All right.
We're going to tell you that we just finished listening to McCoy Tyner, and el tema La Habana Sol from the Latin All-Stars. And we also heard David Sanchez, Streets Even Scenes, and this is from the very best of the Latin Jazz compilation. And we finished up the set with Arturo Sandoval, surprisingly, on the piano, and a tune, Stella by Starlight, and this is also from that very excellent compilation, The Very Best. I want to say hello to Marta Nazario in sintonía con WMNF 88.5 and all her students. And you're welcome to call us here at 813-239-9663. We got some great music lined up for you guys. Also, hello to Bob Seymour. We got Irakere lined up for you. We got Roberto Fonseca. And here we go. Irakere live for you, solamente aquí. The Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition.
You're very kind. Well, now... Now, I would like to introduce all the members of the band. Somebody have to do it, in this case, I have to do it. Now, bass, Mr. Carlos El Puerto. Electric guitar, Carlos Emilio Morales. Conga drums, Jorge Alfonso El Niño. On drums, Mr. Enrique Fla. Percussion and vocal, Oscar Valdez. Percussion and vocal, Armando Cuervo. Now, our brass section. Trumpet and flugelhorn, Jorge Varona. Trumpet, flugelhorn, bal, trombone and vocal, Arturo Sandoval. Soprano saxophone, baritone saxophone, alto saxophone and flute, Paquito de Rivera. Soprano saxophone, piccolo, flute and tenor saxophone, Carlos Averov, that's me. Thank you very much. Sound engineer Bertie is over there, someplace. I don't know where. And arranger, composers, all keyboards, and our band leader, Mr. Chucho Valdez. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How serious are you about your music? Dare to listen. We'll be right back. are listening to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, or on the net at WMNF.org.
WMNF is a community-serving radio station. We serve the community, but we also need support from our community. Become a member of WMNF by going to our website and clicking the support tab, or simply call 813-238-8001 to show your support for this great community radio station.
This is the Afro-Cuban Jazz edition of the Charles Van Jazz Memorial Club, and my name is Frankie Pinedo. You can communicate with us by, you can send us an email at WMNF.org, DJ at WMNF.org, or you can call us here at the station, 813-239-9663. I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone who gave during WMNF's Fall Marathon. Your support keeps us on the air. However, we didn't make our goal, meaning we suffered a budget shortfall. This means your gift today is critical. If you like this program or another on WMNF, go to the show's website on WMNF.org. You can contribute to the station in general or give to support the show right now. That's WMNF.org. If you don't have a computer access, call us during business hours at 813-238-8001 and make your gift by phone. Thanks for supporting your community radio station. And we just finished listening to Tito Puente from the album Royalty. We heard Donna Lee. Y no es la dona que canta, ya tú sabes. Before that, we heard Irakere, the legendary Irakere. It always surprised me. I pick up an album, maybe I haven't heard in a little while, and it's just amazing. Irakere, el tema y ya, and also we heard an introduction there. And not the original band, the first one to record, but here you had Paquito de Rivera and Arturo Sandoval, including in the horn section. So what a band. Before that, we heard Arturo Sandoval, Stella by Starlight. From the very best of the Latin jazz. This is a great compilation. Also, we want to recommend you would like this music. I got some decent, real decent videos on YouTube. This is my page, youtube.com. You can go there, youtube.com, Rumba Jazz. And I have a lot of great music there, videos from our group, Guisando Caliente Latin Jazz Quintet. And also, we have interesting video. I got Irakere several times there, the original band and the new band too. So check it out. Also, you can check our music out at ReverbNations.com. I have my group there. And if you're interested, you can give us a call and see what you how you liked it at 813-239-9663. And now we have a special report. This was done by Marta Nazario. Is a beautiful person that's really enjoys the work we do. And she has joined the production team representing our interest in music. A special report from Marta Nazario and La Lupe. Solamente aquí at WMNF 88.5, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition.
Her passionate performances cover the range of music, son montuno, bolero, guantanamera, venturing into other Caribbean styles like Dominican merengue, bugalú, Venezuelan golpe tucuyano, Puerto Rican bomba and plena. She was also the first Latin singer to sell out a concert at Madison Square Garden. She was a rebel, an explosion of sensual energy, and just pure, raw talent. Her name was La Lupe. Te voy a contar mi vida, te voy a contar mi vida. Ole, ole, ole. La Lupe was born on December the 23rd, 1936, in Santiago de Cuba.
and she was given the name of Lupe Victoria Yoli Raymond. She grew up listening to such vocalists as Rita Montaner, Olga Guillot, and Celia Cruz. Lupe came from a family of very modest means. She studied hard and eventually became a school teacher. Still, her heart was captivated by music. In the early 1950s, Lupe landed a job with a trio in Cuba. Her experience with them taught her what paying her dues was all about. In 1958, she went solo and started singing at a cabaret called La Red, where she interpreted songs by Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and even Elvis Presley. As a result, Lupe, who was only 23, began to get noticed along with other Cuban singers such as Elena Burke, Omar Portuondo, and Celia Cruz, and the Puerto Rican singer Mirta Silva. She was standing her ground with some of the big names of her time. In 1961, La Lupe recorded her first album, titled La Lupe con el Diablo en el Cuerpo. Singer Lupe Yoli, otherwise known as La Lupe, was renowned for her emotional performance style. Her renditions of classics such as My Way, Fever, and Going Out of My Head were famous worldwide. But the legendary Cuban-born star was also a single mother of two, a survivor of domestic violence, and a santera who later became an evangelist Christian speaker. A longtime underground icon who was often described as the first performance artist, La Lupe was definitely ahead of her time. This is her beautiful interpretation of the hit My Way, titled in Spanish, Como Acostumbro.
Desperté y te busqué. Te acaricié como acostumbro. Tú, sin volverte a mirar, ni siquiera hablar, como acostumbras. Yo, casi sin querer, tu pelo rocé como acostumbro. Tú, días voy a fingir, a sonreír, como acostumbro, voy a llorar, como acostumbro, contigo voy a vivir, como acostumbro, volveré a reír, como acostumbro. Ay. Después el sol se irá, tú no volverás, como acostumbrarás. Sola yo me iré a acostar y te esperaré, como acostumbro, mi llanto esconderé y te besaré, como acostumbro, todo, todo queda igual, como acostumbro.
Expressive performances with her violent sexuality attracted criticism that she was a poor example to the revolutionary state. This led to professional difficulties, which together with personal problems made it difficult to stay in Cuba. In 1962, she found herself in the United States. In New York City, she performed at a cabaret named La Barraca, where she was discovered by Mongo Santa Maria and started a new career, making more than 10 records in 5 years. Later on, Tito Puente made her a star, playing to huge crowds. Here's the hit, Mongo Santa Maria introduces La Lupe from 1963. became a mentor to La Lupe. He provided support and nurturing and helped her refine her style of singing. When they appeared live, he provided her with an atmosphere where she could express her creativity. Here's one of their hits.
Desespero, abre giro el saco, lo vendo barato, pa' la planchadora, yo traigo mejora, mi ganga de agua, que no suena ya, ea, bon, 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 el carbonero, ay, mi barrio obrero, que desespero, ya, yeah. Ay, no Tranquilo el saco, lo vendo barato, pa' la planchadora, yo traigo mejora, mi ganga de apa, que no suena ya, ea, bom, 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 el carbonero, ay, mi barrio.
When La Lupe sold out Carnegie Hall in 1969, she was the first Latin American female artist to do so. She was also the first Latin female artist to appear at Madison Square Garden's first Latin concert, where she performed alongside Tito Puente's orchestra. La Lupe was considered a major force in Latin music during the 1960s and 70s. By the early 80s, her popularity started to fade. Her flamboyant style combined with poor management brought her professional era to an end. In the 1990s, interest in her music was re-sparked when Pedro Almodóvar included Puro Teatro, one of her boleros of love and breakup, in his film Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Due to her similarities to American singer Judy Garland, such as her strong yet raspy voice and her energetic and unpredictable stage performances, she has become an icon among many people in Latin America and Spain.
Drama no es necesario, ya conozco ese teatro, mintiendo, qué bien te queda el papel, después de todo parece que esa es tu forma de ser. Falsedad bien ensayada.
A devout follower of Santeria, she continued to practice her religion regardless of the influence, fortune, and fame she had acquired throughout the height of her career. However, due to the decision by her record label, Fania Records, to end her contract in the late 1970s, mainly because the label wanted to focus on the less controversial yet commercially successful Celia Cruz, she saw herself destitute by the early 1980s. After being miraculously healed at an evangelical Christian crusade, she abandoned her Santeria roots and became a born-again Christian. La Lupe died in 1992 in the Bronx and was survived by her husband and two children. In 2002, New York City renamed East 140th Street in the Bronx as La Lupe Way in her memory. La Lupe died broke and nearly forgotten, but her music continues to be mesmerizing, captivating, and timeless.
Besito pa' ti, besito pa' mí.
You're listening to the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition,
the house of Cuban music.
This is the Charles Van Jazz Memorial Jazz Club at the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition. My name is Frankie Piñeiro. I'll be here until 9 p.m. And we just heard a special report on La Lupe, produced by Cazuela Productions in person of Marta Nazario. Great job. And we have a lot of calls, people that really enjoyed. And as well, we want to congratulate Marta for her first production here with the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition. And welcome to the family. And next month we'll be hearing more interesting things coming from Cazuela Productions. Congratulations, Marta. Excellent job. Support for the Charles Band Memorial Jazz Party comes from more than 10,000 WMNF listeners, sponsors, and ProCopy. ProCopy is located at 5219 East Fowler Avenue and is open 24 hours, 7 days a week, catering to North Tampa and the USF community. More information is available at 813-988-5900. If you like this type of music, I recommend you to listen to the Frankel Silver Show that comes out every Wednesday from 9 to 10 in the morning, Latino 54. And Franco has a very interesting approach and how to present this great music, desde La Yuma hasta La Patagonia. Latino 54, every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. I want to say hello to Franco Silva and his family. They're tuning in. Un saludito, Franco. El calentón. Continuamos con la buena música. I want to mention to you that the next hour we have another report, and this is going to be produced. This was produced by Pepe Underground, and it's all about los cueros, ustedes los rumberos. We're going to have a very special report on Francisco Aguabella, that great conga player, that's still alive, living in California. Y dando palo a todo lo que da por ahí todavía. Un historial increíble from Mr. Francisco Aguabella. So stay tuned. That's coming up real soon. We also have some great music lined up for you. We got Roberto Fonseca. We got Julio Barreto. And we have the Guisando Caliente Latin Jazz Quintet. Stay tuned to WMNF 88.5. This is the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition. We'll be right back.
edition of the Charles Band Memorial Jazz Show. Every last week of the month with your host, Frankie Pinheiro.
This is the Afro-Cuban Jazz edition of the Charles Band Jazz Memorial Club, and my name is Frankie Pinheiro, and I'll be here until 9 p.m. We're having a great time. I want to give a shout-out to Keith Hercules. Great drummer. He's been around for centuries in this area here, and he wanted to know who that drummer was. Of course, you heard Mr. Julio Barreto from Cuba. And we're going to listen to a little another tune. At the end of the show, I think I got something programmed for Julio Barreto with Ron Carter and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be great. Let's give you a rundown of what we just heard. And we heard we heard Tito de Gracias, Boric Fonquiendo from the album De La Mata. Before that, we heard the local group Guisando Caliente. And this was Tintindeo, and this was recorded live here at WMNF Jazz Series. And before that, we heard Julio Barreto, el tema Olio from the album Live and Rhythm. And before that, we heard Marta Nazario, Reportaje en la Lupe. Also, we're going to give a shout out to Capetillo. Capetillo, he's over there in Clearwater, I believe, or in Largo. Yeah, Largo in St. Pete. What do I say? The St. Petersburg area. Recuerda, Capetillo, son tres de café y dos de azúcar. Another combination could be mortal. Ya tú sabes. Continuamos con la buena música en What It Is, el fenómeno musical de la Bahía de Tampa. The Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition. We want to thank to all the WMNF supporters who gave during our marathon. We are touched by your generosity. However, we didn't reach our goal, so your support today is still vital. If you pledge to pay by check, mail it back. And if you join the circle of friends, please mail it in your paperwork so your gift goes right to work for your community station. If you miss our fall marathon, you can always give online now at WMNF.org or by calling 813-238-8001. WMNF has the best listeners of the best station in the world. Thank you very much. We continue with our great music. And I'm going to anticipate you a little news. April, we're going to have a great event going on in here. Have you guys heard of the Afro-Cuban All-Stars? Yes? Well, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars will be here in Tampa Bay. So stay tuned to WNF and this show for more information. We're going to continue with the great music. Now, we're going to do something. We're going to go back to the timba, to the roots of what it is. They started all off. And this is Isaac Delgado, el tema Venenoso. Solamente aquí, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition.
Por qué tú te cruzaste en mi camino.
WMNF, Tampa.
Timba, timba, timbero.
Timba, timbero.
Alegría, alegría. Ya llegó tu verano. Toma lo que quieras, sé feliz.
This is the Afro-Cuban Jazz edition of the Charles Van Jazz Memorial Party, And my name is Frankie Pineda. I'll be here until 9 p.m. Our holiday bazaar is Saturday, December 13th at the Cuban Club in Ybor City. So now is a great time for you to clear your shelves of unwanted books, CDs, LPs, DVDs, video cassettes, and working televisions, stereos, and other electronics. No computers, though. Plus, as a fun new twist, we're looking for 1960 memorabilia. Drop-off locations are at the studios here at 1210 East Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and also in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Sarasota. Addresses are on our website, WNF.org. Also, we're looking for arts and craft and food vendors, as well as community groups. Call Carrie at 813-238-8001 or email help at WMNF.org for more information. Also, December 6th, we're going to have a great parking lot party here all day long. And we're going to feature the Charles Van Jazz All-Star Band, which includes all the guys that would show up that day. So if you want to be part of the All-Star Band, bring your horn and or bring your drum or something and be part of this great event. I'm definitely going to be here. I'm going to bring one drum. I'm going to do the Channel Forso thing, the Kubop thing. Just one drum, okay? But you're welcome to bring the other drum. This is why I only have to carry one. Let's do a recap on what we just heard. We heard a little Cuban timba set. And we heard maracas. From his new album release, this is Lo Que Quiero Fiesta. We heard the tema El Verano. Before that, we heard El Gran Pupi y Los Que Son Son from the album Tranquilo Que Yo Controlo. Y esa es la pura verdad, bro. Tranquilo, que esto está bajo control. We heard el tema Báilalo Hasta Fuera. And we started off with Isal Delgado, one of my favorites. Always been one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, he lived here in Tampa for a little bit when he came out of Cuba. And we heard Isaac from his latest album, Vengo Venenoso, which there's a new album coming out. We have one cut of that. We haven't featured it because we want to check the whole album out first. And we'll bring you the best cuts. And this album is coming up on Tuesday. So I promise you that next month we're going to have definitely new cuts on Isaac Delgado. We're going to continue this time with Papo Vázquez, el tema Chango y Yemayá, solamente aquí, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Edition.